This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. We're streaming live on Facebook, we're streaming live on YouTube, Twitter, and on TikTok. So if you're watching on TikTok, get your views in as well. Obviously, loads and loads to talk about in tonight's show. It was last night. It was just 24 hours ago. We were walking down to the King Power Stadium with so much enthusiasm, so much excitement. Did it deliver? Did the lads... I don't want to say let us down, but what were your views on it? So much to talk about. We've got the next 29 minutes completely is for you to get your views in, your comments in, whatever you want to talk about. We'll get them in tonight's Fan Zone show. So get your views in, get your comments in, and let us know your views.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Are you ready for the show? Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucka Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. We want your views, we want your comments, so join us live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So as I say, we are live. I know it's normally we do this on a Monday night, every Monday night, 7:30 till obviously 8:30, but it's matches every Monday now. So although next Monday, obviously, we'll have played at 3 o'clock, so we will be live again at 7:30. I want to know your views, your comments on last night's performance. As ever, we're going to get as many comments up and discuss it. Jason says here, it was a must win. But as I've done for many weeks now, I question the mentality of these players to get us out of this mess. So Jason wants to talk about the mentality of the players. I have put a video up. I probably shouldn't have. I don't know if I should have, but it's up on YouTube. It was me just moments after the final whistle outside the ground. I got to be fair, I lost the plot a little bit with Patson Daka right at the end. Forget the rest of the game. Forget everything else that happened. Patson Daka, last throws when we're just like, just give us one last chance. The ball was kicked up the wing, right on the touchline, and Daka watched it. He stopped. He stood. He watched it. I think, to be fair to Daka, in hindsight, he perhaps thought it was going out, but it wasn't going out, and it didn't go out. But rather than just think I'm going to chase a lost cause, Patson Daka just watched it, stood, it bounced in, and he still stood and watched it. And it reminded me a little bit of players in the past. At the end, honestly, I didn't know whether I should post a video about Daka. If you watched it, did I get it wrong? But I said at the end of him, I don't want to see Daka in a Leicester shirt again. We've got four games left. And for me, I want to see people out there in that shirt who absolutely, I tell you what, if Markel Brighton was in that shirt last night in the 94th minute, I'll bet your bottom dollar he'd have been going up that line still. I just done with some of these players like that. I want to take the positives out of last night, but Jason started it, a talk about it. I mean, there's so many players we could talk about. I'm going to give you a few things to think about. that I thought we could talk about tonight. Again, we always go a goal behind. What's your views on that? Why do we always seem this season like we can't? We had to go a goal behind last night. Obviously, you're all going to want to talk about Maddison taking a penalty. I believe the first penalty he's took since 2019. Why did Maddison take the penalty? Why did Vardy not take the penalty? Why did your striker, number nine, he's won the league. He's won the FA Cup. He's been at Leicester for God knows how long. He's been golden boot in the Premier League. Why is Jamie Vardy not saying, lads, I'm the senior pro here. Give me that ball. I'm the striker. I'm going to take the penalty. I don't know why. Two things there. Why is Vardy not captain as well? Senior pro? Why would you not make Vardy captain? Something else you might want to talk about. Why is Youri Tielemans captain? Because I tell you what, if I knew somebody's leaving the club in four games' time, I'm not sure I'd be following him and slogging my guts out. Again, do you want to talk about that? Let us know. Let's get some more comments in there. Mark Watson says Daka is so poor. Always said it. I've said it for 2 years. Again, the thing with doing Leicester Fan TV is you can go back and read your comments. You can see what I've said. I've said it almost since he came out. I don't see what Daka's about. I really don't. And to be the extent is, I'll back myself up and say, I don't want to see Daka play again for Leicester. I don't think he's good enough. If we get relegated, Mark, I don't think Daka's good enough for the Championship either. There, I said it. Scott said, I think we'll have to stay up. I think we will stay up, says Scott. But because Leeds and Everton are worse and have tough games. I've got to be fair, Scott. Did you think Everton were worse than us last night? I don't want to turn this into a... Because I want us to be positive. Obviously, we go to Fulham. But I want to be realistic as well. Do you think Everton were worse than us last night, Scott? Let us know in there. On TikTok, question here. Should Suter play against Fulham? I'd probably say not Suter play. I actually think Cags, for me, is making an absolute mockery of Brendan Rodgers. Every performance, Kaglar Sönkü. I'd have probably given him man of the match last night for Leicester. Yeah. Well, in fact, I'm not going to, because I'd give it to Iverson, who's another one who's making a mockery of Brendan Rodgers, because I thought Iverson would man of the match. Do you know what? If Iverson hadn't did he make four or was it five real top quality saves last night? If it wasn't for Iverson, we'd have lost that. I'll tell you in there. Scott is saying, just thinking about All Brighton too. He's not been having, Scott Lewis says it, All Brighton. He's not been having a great time down at West Brom. So I'm not for a minute saying that, you know, he's the saviour of Leicester in there. X-Tom on TikTok, thanks for watching over there on TikTok, says Iverson was our saviour. Iverson, listen, some of those saves in that first half he made, I sit in the family stand. Well, it's not really a family stand now, P1. But listen, Iverson made two amazing saves in that first 30 minutes. Everton could have been well clear. I don't know why we had to let them get that goal behind. Penalty was a penalty, wasn't it? I haven't seen the highlights back, but absolutely, as soon as they clattered it into him, it was a penalty in there. On TikTok, somebody said, when Choudhury comes back from loan, should we keep him or sell him? Well, it depends about Choudhury, but what division we're in. If we're in the Championship, it'd probably be all right in there. Reedy says, sorry, think Albrighton would have been off by then. He's not Premier League level. Reedy, I know, Reedy, we keep having these discussions, but even you are starting to see what I say about Patson Daka. Nowhere near good enough, mate, Patson Daka. And I'm not having it, because there was a couple of times, he's so slow with the ball as well. I'm not just laying into Daka, because Harvey Barnes last night was off it as well. There was quite a lot of players not really on it in there. So much to talk about in there. Luke Thomas was being slaughtered, says Andy Medhurst, watching on Facebook. I actually thought Luke Thomas wasn't too bad, Andy, last night. I think Victor Christensen's been found out a little bit over the last couple of weeks. So I thought Luke Thomas did okay. He's in my... There's probably one or two players had really good games. And for me, that was Iverson and Soyuncu. I thought they both had good games. I thought there was a little batch of players who had okay games. I'd have probably put Luke Thomas in there in a good place. Oliver, watching on TikTok, says Daniel Amati is not Premier League quality, not good enough for us. Going AC Milan on a free. Kaglar Sönkü going to Atletico Madrid on a free. Honestly, this is some of the problem at Leicester. If you ask me watching last night, you look through the team, you go, Cags seemed to put a massive shift in last night again, but he's going. Daniel Amati, not even in the team, but he's going. Youri Tielemans, He's going. We all know he's going. So why give him the captain's armband? Would you? And I genuinely want to ask you guys watching, whether you're watching on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, wherever you're watching, if you were a player, and we all love Leicester, but would you follow Youri Tielemans into battle knowing that in 4 games' time, he's saying, see you later? It's not even like he's, for me, Youri Tielemans isn't even playing like a leader. I say to you, if I was going to follow anybody into battle for 4 games, it'd be Jamie Vardy. So why is Jamie Vardy, senior pro, been there, seen there, done it, Premier League, FA Cup, Champions League, Golden Boot, why is Jamie Vardy not captain? I do not understand that. Get your views and get your comments in. Jason says, had it not been for Iverson, it would have been embarrassing. I believe that is in there. Trey's on TikTok says we need to keep them motivated in there. I agree. And listen, very, very quickly in tonight's, I guess I'm venting a little bit after last night. And then we move on to Fulham. And we obviously, we need to pick the three points in there. Oliver says on TikTok, he says Maddison's going to go as well. You can tell. I think you could be right. Do you think, I mean, Maddison, Scott Lewis is saying Maddison was showboating last night, trying to get himself a move. Why did Maddison take the penalty? I mean, he's a great player, a really good player, but he hasn't took a penalty since 2019, if what I'm being told is right. So why did Maddison take it? Again, Andy says, there's all this. This is Twitter nonsense, if you ask me. He heard that Maddison had a celebration to mark the news of his twins. That, to me, I think, is nonsense. I don't think it was that. I think that somebody's just said that on Twitter. So I'm not particularly backing that one. But I have seen that rumour on Twitter in there. On TikTok, if we got Jack Harrison last transfer window, would it have made a difference to this team now? I don't know about Jack Harrison, because from what I've heard, he's not really been featuring for Leeds. So it's not really happening there, but that might be for various different reasons. John, watching on Facebook, says all emotions apart from a fair result. Do you know what? In the end, probably for a neutral watching that on TV last night, it's probably a great game, because it literally could have gone everywhere. To be fair, as a fan at the ground, I enjoyed it. It was exciting. It was horrible and horrific, but it was exciting. So I don't know about you, but I actually enjoyed it to an extent. You know, but it's tricky. Joe, watching on Facebook, says Everton were the better side. Mendy should have played instead of Ndidi. Again, Mendy seems like forgotten man again. Ndidi slots yesterday into that set of, probably give, I mean, if we're going to rate some of the players, Ndidi for me was probably a 5 or a 6, because at times I thought, do you know what, we're doing okay against Everton, we look okay, but the reality is that Everton are second from bottom, or were second from bottom. They're woeful. It's like Leeds away, people saying, oh, good point away at Leeds. Leeds are woeful. I've got to be fair, the easier matches were Leeds and Everton. Fulham, Newcastle, Liverpool. People are saying, oh, we'll go to Fulham and we'll win. Well, I'm not being funny. We couldn't go to Leeds and win. We couldn't beat Everton at home. So let's not be too cocky in there. Kai Williams, watching on TikTok, says in there, games we should have been winning were Leeds and Everton. I agree in there with you. Steve Robinson says here, I wouldn't have played Tielemans. He's been taking it easy, waiting for the move away and wanting not to get injured. Steve, watching on Facebook, Steve, I couldn't agree with you more, mate. Youri Tielemans, listen, he's whatever level you think Youri is, he's got to be worth 30, 40, 50 million pounds. He's a massive asset. It's like, effectively, Youri Tielemans at the moment is like driving around in a 50 million pound sports car with no insurance. You'd have to be, so imagine if you've got a new super Lamborghini crossed with a Ferrari, Tesla twonked on it going to the moon rocket worth 50 million quid. That's Youri Tielemans. Knowing that at any minute, if you damage it, he's out of contract. I'd drive it so carefully. I know that sounds stupid to say a car, whatever. But if I was Youri Tielemans, of course I'd be careful. Of course I would. You would. If you were going to work, if you're a painter and a decorator and you think, do you know what? If I drop this paintbrush in my face, I'm never going to work again. You'd be careful, wouldn't you? So it's a strange one in there. Soinchu, this is Mark, says Mark Watson, saying Soinchu and Iverson have been our best two players since Smith has come in. Agree. just a mockery that they weren't in the game more in there. Nathan says, I feel like all the players only wanted to pass to Tielemans and Madders. I didn't really see much of Madders. Again, a lot of that first half, I was a bit surprised they seemed to plonk him out on the wing again. It felt a bit Brendan Rodgers-y last night again, if you ask me. A lot of passing it round the back. In that first half, we were a goal behind. We were passing it round the back and I'm like, oh, Jesus, like, what are you doing? Can we go forward a little bit more in here? Nick, watching on YouTube, says, I think we'll stay up and I agree regarding Daka. He's too lightweight for the Premier League. And I agree regarding Vardy as captain. Madison Urie clearly don't care about the club. Their heads are somewhere else, says Nick. Do you agree with Nick? I mean, Urie's going. So that's a given. Madders, I think most of us think whether we stay up or not, he's going to get snaffled up by Newcastle or maybe Spurs. James, watching on Facebook, says we still need two wins. I can't see it. I can, and I'm going to be positive, James. I can see two wins. I can definitely see that we already know we will have to beat West Ham at home on the last day of the season. We'll have to beat West Ham. It's just that is going to have to be part of it. And then Liverpool at home. Listen, I come from the 70s and 80s. Liverpool, I've seen us beat Liverpool many times. I've seen us lose to Liverpool a lot of times, but I have seen us beat Liverpool. And I just think it'd be typical Leicester to blow it a little bit against Leeds and Everton, but absolutely beat Liverpool. And then probably blow it against West Ham or something. That'd be Leicester. Joe on TikTok says, is 5 points going to be enough? What, five more points from now? It's going to be 5 points from now. Listen, Fulham could be anything, the way they're playing. Who knows where it's going to go? Callum on TikTok says, Fulham are going to get battered by Vardy. Let's try and take a spin. Listen, is Jamie Vardy looking a bit more like Jamie Vardy? I want to know your comments on that. He suddenly looks a lot more hungry. He looks like he's prepared to chase balls. He looks more like the Jamie Vardy we all know and love. Again, that's why I say make him captain, because he's going to be... Jamie Vardy is at the club next year. I think everybody knows what you get with him, that he's going to put in 150% every match. I'd follow Jamie Vardy into battle. I just don't think people are following Urie Tielemans in there. Keep getting those views and comments in. Got loads of comments coming in both channels. We are live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and TikTok tonight, doing a multi-stream, and it's all about your views and your comments in there. Logan is watching on TikTok, says, even though a West Ham fan, it was a shame to see Leicester go down. Thank you for that. I think we all got to the point now where we thought Leicester are settled as a Premier League side in there. Reedy wants to talk. He says here, Reedy is watching on YouTube and says, Mr. Barnes was Mr. Invisible. Harvey Barnes, literally at times last night, we were watching him when we got little throws in that second half. You know, when they've got a throw down, it was on the left-hand wing, it would have been, Leicester did. And the guy there throwing it, is looking for a throw, and you could see Barnes literally hiding away. It was strange, Barnes' performance last night. Joe watching on TikTok says, we shouldn't have even got a draw. Everton were all over us. I think they were. I've got to be honest, I think Everton were the better side in there. John Towers, good evening, sir, said, I'm worried now. We weren't the better team, and we scraped a point, not good enough, and I fear for the worst. Do you know what, John? All of last night, I kept thinking, do you know what? We are going to win this. Not because I thought we're the better team. I just thought it's going to happen. And that's why I think I blew my top at Daka in the end when he couldn't be bothered to chase that ball. Whether he thought it was going out or what, I know I'm going on about it again, but it just blows. As a fan, I'll watch us lose or draw or whatever. But the bit when you think, chase everything down. Chase it down and put in 100%. And then if we go down, we go down. Boohoo Records and Rags says, Everton look up for the fight. Most of our players don't. Very weird, Boohoo Records, at the end. Very, very weird. If you were at the match last night, this would not come across if you're watching on telly. So it's one of those bits where you have to be there. When that final whistle went, it was a very... very, very strange atmosphere in there. I'm not sure I've particularly been in an atmosphere like that, because there was no boos from the Leicester fan. And to be fair, the Everton fans were celebrating. So for them, that was the right sort of point for them. But the Leicester fans, it almost fell into a stunned silence. It was eerie. You could see Leicester players drop on the floor. I just sat down. Normally, there's something. I just sat there in a bit of stunned silence, and it was weird. So if you were at the King Power last night, what did you think to it at final whistle in there? Vardy is back. Nick saying Vardy is back, though, and lucky not to have a brace the last two games. Agree with you about Daka, total waste of space. Vardy was very unlucky about there. Very unlucky with that one that hit the bar. And probably should have took the penalty. Again, if you're watching this, put in the comments, who would you give? Why? I thought Jury was our normal penalty taker. I thought Jury was our normal penalty taker. Am I not right there? I know Nacho's took a few, but I've definitely seen Tielemans take some. I've definitely seen Jamie Vardy take some. Just strange. And I don't really know if you heard Dean Smith afterwards in his interview with Owen from BBC Radio Leicester. Strange sort of answers to why it was Maddison, if you ask me. Maddison took the penalty for his twins, I've heard, says Wes on TikTok. I think that's just a rumour. Somebody's just started that as a rumour. There's no way that's what would have happened. There's no way. Trust me, that the club, the managers, the players, that they wouldn't go for that. They just wouldn't go for that. Would have made a massive difference, because if we'd gone in 3-1 at half-time, it would have been really, really big. Jason says here, Addy literally runs up and smashes the ball. He should have taken it. I think he means Vardy. Again, do you know what penalty that reminded me of? Some of you older Leicester, you don't have to be that old to remember Jan Kermigan away at Cardiff. But when I was at that match away at Cardiff, playoffs, second leg, semi-final, we need a penalty shootout. Jan Kermigan took that penalty and you think, just hit it, mate. And do you know what? Vardy's last night, I was just like, I've only watched it there and then I've watched it on a phone during, you know, at half time. And it was like, he didn't bottle it. You can't say bottled it. He just tried to put it straight down the middle. And when the keeper doesn't really move, it just looks bad. Jonathan watching saying on YouTube says Maddison took the penalty for his confidence, but all it did was ruin it. It's not going to help anybody in there, is it? On TikTok, Nay says, got a soft spot for Leicester, even though I hate it when they play us. United, which United are you, mate? I assume Man United. They always do well. We don't do that well against Man United. Kermigan, this is Facebook. He was, yes, he was. Kermigan. I don't want to turn this into a Jan Kermigan story, but that's what last night's penalty reminded me of. A lot of pressure, massive amount of pressure on Maddison last night. Listen. I assume they got that one worked out. I'm just saying, I've seen Jury take plenty of penalties. I've seen Jamie Vardy take penalties. I just haven't seen many of Madders in there. Patrick, good evening, Patrick Hook, watching on Facebook, says, needs to do it in a Paul Gallagher style. Just hammer it. Honestly, just hammer it in there. David says, did think Daka was terrible and Barnes was poor. Soyuncu has been great since coming back, says David. Don't know what Rodgers was thinking, not playing him over Amati. You, me, who knows why we've been playing some of the things. I thought we set up too negative last night as well. When we played Wolves, I was like, we walked into the stadium going, well, we're going for it. We are going for it. And last night, I thought, I don't know what you guys think, bit negative setup. Wasn't really sure about it. And there we go a goal behind. We sort of were inviting that on, don't you think, in there? Joe, is that Joe? Yeah, Joe on TikTok says, I think we're going to survive last day. That last day match, mate, honestly, absolutely. I'm already looking forward to the West Ham game, but in the way that, listen, you guys, you've followed Leicester City long enough. It's not like following Spurs where nothing much happens ever. It's not like following Man City where you're always winning. This is the joy, and it is a joy of watching Leicester. You must remember this. Relegation battles are a joy in a weird way. because they are incredibly exciting. And I kid you not, if we beat West Ham on the last day of the season and stay up, that will feel as good as winning the FA Cup. That's my opinion. I've seen us do it plenty of times. I've seen us go down as well a few times. But if we stay up against West Ham on that last day of the season, I kid you not, it will feel like we've won the FA Cup. Kyle says here, 2 points dropped. Can't look at it any other way. The game should have been dead and buried at halftime. It should have, could have, would have. Just a penalty away. Just a penalty away. And Vardy hitting the crossbar. It was close. Iverson is a great keeper, says Wes on TikTok. But he gave away possession too cheaply with his goal kicks. There was one point last night where Iverson made, this is in the first half, Iverson made an absolutely outstanding save. Then about 5 minutes later, made another a tremendous save. I don't know how he saved it. Like I say, I've not seen the highlights back, but we were like, how on earth did he save that? And then he gets the ball and he kicks it straight out, literally. And we were like, what a save, what a save. Oh, and you're like, you can't even moan at him because you're just like, he just did a great save. Iverson, what a great save. He kicks it out and you're just like, by the way, just talking of keepers, by the time I got home last night, I caught the very end bit of what I assume was the Sky TV sports coverage with Kasper Schmeichel on it. I've taped it because I need to watch it back. But what I was listening to Kasper say, really, he's talking still as though he's a Leicester player, if you watch what Kasper was saying on it. And I wonder what on earth happened in the summer that Kasper went 4 days before the start of the season. Because, again, the bits I saw of Kasper on TV last night, absolutely Leicester through and through. I wouldn't even rule him coming back after watching that on there. And to be fair, I think we could do with a bit of that. Dorco says, loved your Dhaka video last night. Do you know what? I was really upset, Dorco, when I made it. If you've not seen it, go on to YouTube, see if you agree with it. I had a little chat with the lads in the car that was coming back with her. I said, I don't know if I should post that because maybe it's a bit... If you watch all the videos from Reedy, Sam, me, Imran last night, all the fans' interviews we did post-match, they're all up on YouTube. It was very raw. And I think even though we drew 2-2, it felt like we'd lost last night. So I'm not sure how we all felt in there. Keep getting your views in. Keep getting your comments in. We've got a couple of minutes left. Just before we get to the last couple of minutes in there, I must say that if you're in Leicester this weekend and fancy going to watch Leicester Riders play, they are in the semi-final of the BBL Cup second leg. They play Bristol Flyers on Saturday. If you fancy going to watch that, we've got some cheap tickets. I'm going to just pop in the chat now a link. So if you want them... They're 10 quid for an adult's ticket, 5 quid for a kid's ticket, but you've got to go and buy them before 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So if you click on that link, you can go and grab them. Sunday, 5:15 p.m. in Leicester at the Morningside Arena. I've been going down there a couple of years, the Riders. I'm a massive fan of it now. If you love football, you'll love the Riders because it's end-to-end. And if you've got kids, even better. A lot of people can't afford to go to watch Leicester City play. So if you fancy top-level sports, whatever, go down to the Riders on Sunday. A question in there. Graham watching on Facebook says, is Iverson better than Kasper? For me, no, not a chance. Listen, I quite enjoyed Iverson last night. If and I hope we stay up in the Premier League, yeah, my question to you is, would Iverson be good enough for the Premier League for your next season? For me, no. He's not good enough. And that's part of the problem I'm looking at with this Leicester side. If you go through the whole of the Leicester side and said, is that player really mid to high level Premier League quality? Iverson's one where I go, no, he's not. He's okay. Honestly, I think Iverson would be great in the Championship, but I hope to God we're not in the Championship. So Bears asking on TikTok, what's my opinion of Danny Ward? Loads of videos on it. It was rubbish. I said it from day one. He's not good enough. He's been a bench warmer at Liverpool, bench warmer at Leicester for 10 years. Never going to be a Premier League keeper, in my opinion. Iverson, maybe, but I don't see it. I think you have to have a better keeper. Keith saying in there, don't think the Tannoy announcer will be asking people to sit down again anytime soon. I know, Keith, I've got to be fair. you do wonder at the club sometimes why they picked yesterday's match in the about the, what was it, the 19th, 20th minute, when the fans are all up for it and the Tannoy announcer is telling Leicester fans to sit down. You do wonder what sometimes is going on at the club and somebody's thinking there. Now, I know you've got health and safety, but you've got all the Everton fans stood up. And then we've got stewards right near where I was sitting in P block coming round and trying to tell fans to stand, to sit down. I've got to be fair. We were standing up. We were sitting down. We're standing up anyway, where I sit, because it's exciting. But massive match against Everton. And they picked that one to say, sit down, shut up, quieten down. Do we want to get relegated, Keith? Is that the club's plan? Because I tell you what, some of the times I do wonder. Do you care if Maddison leaves the club due to his attitude lately? Says Roan Rants on YouTube. Yes, of course I do. I want Maddison to stay at Leicester. He's a really good player, really decent player. I'd love to see him stay at Leicester and do well in there. Joe on TikTok saying, I think it would have been at least 4-2 with Ward in goal. Well, tell you what, Everson managed to keep plenty of their chances out. I think without Everson playing as well last night, we'd have lost. Let's be honest. I know we had chances, but I think it was lost. Richard saying, Everson is Premier League quality. You don't know what you're talking about. Richard, you are 100% correct. I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. I'm just a fan. This is my views. I'm a fan. I went to the match. I've got a view on it. Richard, your view is just as good as mine. And that's why I'm interested, because you might think Everson is Premier League quality. I would hazard to say that the fact we can't keep clean sheets, despite Everson doing really well, is not just his fault, but just one of those things. I don't think there's many, many bits of the Leicester City team at the moment that is good enough to be Premier League quality. That's why we're in the bottom three or four most of the season, Richard. So, honestly, I don't mind that you think I'm wrong. That's absolutely right. Jack saying he thinks Iverson's proved that he's a Premier League keeper, keeps him at his number one. Jack, that's fine. I said maybe he's good enough for me. No, I think I'm aiming higher. You know, we've won the Premier League. We've won the FA Cup. We finished fifth, eighth. I'm aiming a lot higher in my mind as to the team. And that, I kid you not, is exactly why we're in a relegation battle. Because as a club, the standard of players is just not there. And the fact that fans are like, yeah, Everson's good enough, Victor Christensen's good enough, Suter's good enough, that's why we're in the bottom four, guys. That's why we're struggling in relegation. Not just those two. Daka, Sumari, all these players that we bought, that is why we're in the bottom. The table does not lie. Much as you guys and people might not like it, the table does not lie. We are in the bottom three or four, because we ain't good enough. We ain't good enough. That's the reason. So we'll have a massive debate at the end of the season about what on earth has gone on at this club over the last 18 months since Forest away. The most woeful day of my life as a Leicester fan, I think, when I was there. And Rodgers came out and said, we need a rebuild. What has gone wrong at our club since then? That is not a debate for today. That is the debate we will have after the West Ham game, where hopefully we're still a Premier League team. And then we can go, phew, what went wrong at the club? Let's not try to do that again next season. Because I tell you what, I don't want to be having that debate as a Championship club. Oh, we're a Championship club. What the hell went wrong at Leicester City? Anyway, Daniel, last couple of questions. Daniel says here, do you think that staying up this season is just preventing us going down next season? I hope not, Daniel. And that's part of that debate, what I'm talking about, is that at the end of the season, let's hope we are a Premier League side and let's learn from a massive amount of mistakes that have clearly gone on at the football club with on and off the pitch. So I hope that we're not just that team waiting to go down next season if we stay up this year. Facebook, Everson has the potential to be a Premier League keeper. He's only played a handful of games, but he's impressive in all of them. Okay. I guess my honest is, if I said to you, and let's finish on this little question. A little question to you, and I don't know what you're going to answer. So enjoy this question, and just, it's a one word answer and we'll finish on it. I wasn't going to, I didn't know, but you guys, this is a fan zone. This is where you guys lead what the hell it is we talk about. So here's the question and then we'll end on it and we'll see whether, what you think. If you had the choice for Fulham, Liverpool, Newcastle, West Ham, for the last four games, if you had the choice, which you don't, and I don't, but if you guys had the choice, here's your question. Last four games of the season, would you rather have Kasper in goal, Kasper Schmeichel in goal, or Iversen in goal? Put in the comments below. If you're on TikTok, Kasper or Iversen, if you could. If you're watching on Facebook, Kasper or Iversen, let me know. Who would you have for those last four games? YouTube, Twitter, answer it. Because I know, I'll hold my hands up and say, I'd rather have Kasper Schmeichel in that team. I think he's a better keeper, better shot stopper, better captain, better leader. It's what we could do with. It's a hypothetical question, but somebody just said about it. And that's why I'm being honest. And I'm saying, if I had the choice between those two keepers, I would 100% have Kasper Schmeichel in that goal and not Daniel Iversen. I hope Iversen does really well. But somebody just said that about, again, I'm saying my standards for Leicester City are now there, up there. And Kasper Schmeichel is a better keeper than Daniel Iversen, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind. He's a better shot stopper. He's a better distributor. He's a better captain. He's a better leader. He's a better motivator, better person in the dressing room. I would rather have Kasper. I'm going to go through some of the comments in there and see what people have said to see if, you know, it's just a hypothetical one in there. Andrew says Iversen is a brilliant shot stopper. I think he looks decent at that. Keith is saying he'd rather have Iversen. Really, Keith? That's fine. Honestly, I hope Iversen goes on to have half the career that Kasper Schmeichel's had and in there. Fiona's saying Kasper. Roan saying Kasper. Ben is saying Iversen. Stephen is saying Kasper. Judy is saying Kasper. Graham is saying Iversen. Ian Kasper. Jack Kasper. Robert Kasper. Paul Kasper. Kyle Kasper. Jonathan says Kasper. Andy says Iversen. Chris saying Kasper. Mick saying Iversen. Richard says it's a stupid question. Maybe it is. Maybe it is a stupid question, Richard. I didn't write it down. We've just come up with it. I just thought it sets the scene as to where I think we need to be if we're still in the Premier League next season, which is far higher standard of players than what we've got this season. Jason says Kasper. Craig saying Iversen is the new Kasper. Hope so. Mark saying Kasper all day long. It's not even an argument, Mark. I would agree with you. It's not really a debate. Andrew says it's a no-brainer. Jenny says Kasper. Peter says Iversen. Reedy said Kasper was getting worse each game. Shot stopping was brilliant, but was in decline. Iversen is the younger in there. TJ says Iversen. Finn says depends on which version of Kasper. Yes, you could get into that debate in there. But Ben Morgan is going to finish it there. And absolutely right. We are only going to look forward and not backwards, which is quite right. It was a hypothetical debate, Kasper or Iversen. I think generally it was probably 65% Kasper and 35% Iversen, roughly, from looking at all the comments everywhere. Hard to know, but that was sort of where it went. And looking forwards, we will do, because it is Fulham next Monday at 3 o'clock. What a funny one that is. We've got match previews coming up. We've got match tactic shows coming up. We've got, obviously, the aftermath show on Sunday, which will be Jamie is back from the Fox's Arms, so make sure you join him. We've got the watch-along show next Monday at 3 o'clock, so if you're not at the match, make sure you join in all the fun and games on that. We'll be doing a full-time whistle show as well. Hope to goodness we win on that. Don't forget, if you want to go to the Leicester Riders, tickets are on sale now for Sunday's match. It's at 5:15 down at the Morningside Arena, which is right near the centre of Leicester. Watch Leicester Riders play Bristol Flyers in the semi-final of the BBL Cup. Next stop for them will be a final trip down to London. So £10 to watch top level basketball, £5 for the kids. I've put a link in on most of the channels and I'll make sure we share that again on everything. So listen, been great to have all the guys from TikTok on, and everybody, all of you watch on Facebook. I know loads of you do, and YouTube and Twitter, of course. My name's Phil. Keep the faith. Look, as my cup of coffee says here, can you see that? I can't keep calm. I'm a Leicester fan. I wish there was something stronger in there than that, than cold coffee now. Not had a sip of it all the way through. All your comments. Can't do it without you. Love doing the show, and we'll see you all very, very soon. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, ADT Taxis, Everard's, Pucca Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Leicester Riders, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Peter's Pizzeria, Hope Against Cancer, and Newbie and Co-Estate Agents. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels at Leicester Fan TV. Visit our website, leicesterfantv.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.